born a king on Bethlehem's plain. Over all of us to reign, to reign, to reign, to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with beauty, divine, was fully still proceed. Guide us with your light. Since you offer life, prayer and praising God on high, on high, 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 on high, on high, high. Love is mine, it's bitter perfume. Sorrow and dying in a cold tomb,
in a cold tomb, in a cold tomb.
Oh,
star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty, bright.
Still
proceed,
guide us with your light. Glorious now, behold him on the right.
Hallelujah,
down through the earth and skies, the skies, the skies.
Star of wonder, star of light,
star with
royal beauty, bright,
westwardly, still proceed to guide us with your light.
All right, so we are back in Matthew 2 today. Actually, we're going to compare the two. We're going to compare the wise men and the shepherds. Both had the same goal. And one group was lifted up by Jesus meeting them at their level. We talked about that yesterday, how the stable was not foreign to them. This was a place they could feel at home. This is where they could enter in. And I thought it was, I just think it's really interesting that it was like that. It was such a familiar thing for them, that they would not feel threatened by going. And then you had another group of people that came. They both had the same goal, to seek him out. Another group that came was, a little... They were high up in ranks. They were wise men from afar. They were wealthy because they were bringing gifts that were really expensive. We know this. These are the facts laid out for us. Yet they had a longer distance to go. And they kind of, I can't imagine, requesting leave for that. You know, as a wise man and probably some imperial court or whatever. Can I... get 6 months off to follow this star over here. I probably would not have a job when I got back. They made a bigger sacrifice to come, and you could think of it in terms of the fact that they had to sacrifice to the king. It was a long distance that they traveled, and yes, they brought the sacrifice, but they also had to sacrifice something else. Like, it doesn't say that they lost their jobs or anything like that. But the road, I'm guessing, was rough. The distance was long. And there were a lot of variables. Were they going to be robbed? Were they going to get stuck in a snowstorm? I mean, I don't know. They had one goal, was to follow the star, which I'm not sure a whole lot of people got on board with, and go and find this newborn king. In both cases, they came to the same savior. And I'm wondering if getting lost in ourselves, if we were to put the shepherd shoes on, getting lost in ourselves, in our state, and the fact that we're poor, and the fact that we've had it rough, and that our lives have been rough. I'm wondering if that could keep us from Christ just as much as maybe a rich man who has it all could keep us from coming to Christ, who would rather keep his pension, thanks, and his home. I'm wondering if these different places, coming from these different places, all require the same thing from us. A death to ourselves, so that we can find life over there in that stable. The source of life over there in that stable. You might say one had to come up a few notches and one had to come down a few notches, right? We always talk about neither right nor left. Straight ahead. Up or down. Now in the depths of despair over the ruination has been the hallmark of my life. Or the status that has been the hallmark of my life. And I think the real test of faith here, and that you see all through Scripture, every stalwart of faith knew they were getting into something before they got into it and went into it anyway. From Abraham to Joseph. Joseph, his situation was kind of put on him. But you have Joshua. You have Moses. Not a lot of us, if we know the future, would walk into it. Usually life happens to us and we turn to God, right? But I'm wondering if you, I hope I have this kind of faith. I'm praying that I have this kind of faith because I fail in this area a lot. I kind of let life happen to me, and then I turn to God. But it could be that God wants you to have a broader faith, wherein you know that the shadow of the valley of death is coming. You know that battle that is way, way stacked against you is coming ahead of you. You know that there are serious sacrifices coming with this pursuit. You know this, and yet you do it anyway. And that's a challenge I just want to leave off for me as well. I mean, I'm sitting under this just as much. That we do it anyway for a king, just as he already did for us, knowing exactly what his time on earth would entail. He came. Help us to be those kind of people, God, seeking you, and willing to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, fearing no evil. For you're with us, and your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Help us not hide in our cowardice or our past ruination, or elevate ourselves and hide ourselves up in our status and our high towers of wealth. Come down a few notches or come up a few notches, whatever. But seek out that child. Seek out that face that's still with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, wait a second. These songs will be, I think I'm going to move them over to SoundCloud and sort of a sub-playlist. And a Christmas card's coming out, or not, Christmas letters coming out from my website, I hope. And yeah, all right, so with a few updates, I'm guessing. so unsure here. All right, have a great Christmas. We'll see you in 2 weeks. There won't be a podcast for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks. And I'm just going to skip 1 week, I think, of Cool World. So yeah, go check it out. It has a lot to do with what we talked about today. And I'll post it pretty soon. I got to do a little painting. This is just rambling now. All right, goodbye.